You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
That's not what I wanted.
I was going to say, are we doing, what is that, No Filter Friday music?
No, hold on. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's better.
We were talking about the colder weather, and with that, for some people, that equates to a hot tub. I have to tell you, I'm pretty sure in my life I never would have purchased a hot tub.
Because
you and I have talked about it a lot.
Yeah, humans do.
However, the house that we bought came with one, and so I kind of grudgingly was like, yeah, all right. And I've turned into one of the people. I like it.
You love it, huh?
I do. I really. I think it's just because it's just us. It's not a public hot tub.
Yeah, I mean, you've already told me you've been in it naked. So when I come to visit, guess who's not getting in the hot tub?
Did I tell you I did that?
Yeah, you did. I think I flat out asked you one day. I was like, hey, have you been in your hot tub naked? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I was just joking.
No, all right.
I'm just joking. I have not been in the hot tub naked.
Right.
However, we were kind of fired up, had drained it, cleaned it, and reloaded it with water, and had to get new chemical stuff for it. So we went to the store to do that. So we were running some errands yesterday, and it was about 2:30, headed back home, and I said, you know, let's do something a little crazy. It's a random Wednesday afternoon at 2:30, almost 3 o'clock. Let's stop on the way home and just grab a beer at the pub. There's a pub that's not that far from the house. And so we swung in there, sat down, proceeded to have a couple of Stellas and some fries and a little bit of queso, chips and queso, just, you know, all the healthy stuff.
Yeah, yum.
And the conversations that we had, I started making notes of all the various things that we were talking about, because to me it was like the funniest afternoon of random conversations that popped up. But here's what I want to talk to you about and see if you can explain this to me, because you've been to your fair share of bars. I'm curious how this tavern that I like to go to, a month ago I had never been there. And it's not like I go every day. I've probably, I don't know how many times I've been, 4 or something.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that bartenders are able to learn people and their orders so quickly? Because this is a usually fairly jumping place. It's pretty busy. It's not like, not like I'm the only one in there. And when I came walking in, like fourth or fifth time max, never struck up full-blown conversations with the bartenders yet. Yeah. This bartender, she knew exactly what my order was, including the chips and queso, right away. She goes, you want blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Your usual? And I was like, oh, my
God. That's impressive when they can do that, right?
It's like the TV show Cheers, right? Where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So I'm curious, in a business with so many customers, and I'm just some random new face, how do they have these superpowers to, when you walk in the door, go, that's a Stella and a small order of queso?
I don't know. It is a superpower. I don't know if they you know, equate it with a feature on your body or something that they remember, or which just could be your face. You know, they're like big ears guy. He likes queso.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm a good tipper, so maybe that's
part of it too.
That might be part of what's going on. But I'm just curious because
they're fascinating.
I've known people who are servers before, and they have that skill. It's almost as if. Could it be associated with the fact that that is how they make their living?
Sure, it is.
Tips.
Sure.
Jeremy and I were laughing. There's we might talk about it later on the show. There's a server at Hooters who put together a TikTok video showing her tips for the week. Tips, people, T-I-P-S. Showed her tips for the week. And I would guess that in a job like that, the better you are at making your customers feel welcome, obviously, the better your chance of getting more money. So I don't want to say I'm being used.
No, but in that video, like, she even admits, she's like, a guy handed her $60 just because she sat there and talked to him for a while, you know, and just was friendly and polite, and that's how she made a big tip. 60 bucks.
Yeah.
The whole thing with bartenders and servers, specifically bartenders, that always fascinates me is how they can remember your tab, because this actually just happened to us last weekend. We went out to a little dive place again too, and it wasn't a night to go out and get wasted. It was just a night to hang with some friends, have a beer, and we went up to the bar and ordered our drinks. I gave him my card, and you know, they swipe the card and it saves it in the system. And so we wandered off into the bar and sat around at a table for at least an hour, and we didn't refill our drinks. We just had one drink. We're just sitting there talking, and we're like, let's get one more, and then we'll take off. So I walked up to the bar, and I ordered again for the table, mm-hmm. and then I said, I'm going to go ahead and cash out. Well, in that meantime, in that hour, 50, 60, 70 more people were up there putting their tabs in. He was swiping all those cards. He just looked at me and said, okay, got our last drink, went over and cashed me out. I'm like, I had never met the guy. I saw him once, and he knew, boom, which card, who I was. What
how
drinks we had
this?
Ordered. And I was like, how did you do that? And he's like, I'm sober. is what he said to me. He's like, I'm sober. Everyone else in the bar is drunk, and he finds it fascinating. God. He's like, I just stay sober all night. He's not one of those bartenders that takes shots with everybody and drinks
funny.
With the other staff
how
all
would
through
he
the night.
Know just
but again,
randomly you.
There was hundreds of people in this place. I went up once within an hour, and then he cashed me out, no problem.
Oh, man, I don't
so,
get it.
I don't get There's, it.
These are superpowers.
They are.
I do have to share my favorite story of all time about a server and their memory like that. So this was almost 20 years ago in Telluride. It was the Telluride Wine Festival weekend. And we had, I kid you not, a group of 24 people who went to this. A whole bunch of different B&B rooms and stuff like
yeah.
that. And the 24 of us, before we even got there, made a reservation at a restaurant for a dinner for one night. And there was 24 of us. They put all these tables together, and there's 24. This is a true story. Server is a guy. He comes over at this restaurant, and it's a pretty cool restaurant. And he stands there, and he starts taking orders. But he wants to take the entire order. The drinks?
No.
The drinks, the appetizers or whatever, salads, main course. So those four things, drinks, any appetizers, salad or, you know, soup or whatever, and main entree. All right. Does not write anything down.
No.
And when he got started, I think when he got to the third person, I was the one who spoke up. I said, you're not writing this down. He goes, I don't need to write this down.
Man.
I said, there's 24 of us. He goes, yeah, that's fine.
I got this.
So here's this will blow you away. When he got all the way around the table, he said, all right, let me repeat that back to you guys. And he started with the first person and went around the table and told them all four things they wanted.
Unbelievable.
And the story gets better. Because we were like, you know, you can imagine. We were like, oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, and then you're like, he's going to screw something up.
Oh, my. Everything came out perfect. Everything came out perfect. 24 people. Here's the best part of the story. The next day. We were walking around. You walk around the Telluride Wine Festival with your little wine glass. You mm-hmm. hold it and you take it with you to each location. We walked past that restaurant. That server was outside, out back, on a smoke break. And we walked up and we said, hey, we were at that party of 24 last night, and somehow you remembered all our stuff. He repeated
no
it all back.
Way.
Absolutely truth. He repeated it back
that is a wiring thing, man. What is
yeah.
that?
You can't tell me that he wasn't born for that job.
Exactly. That's insane.
Oh my God.
Because I was going to be like, no, he had some sort of recording device in his pocket or something. But
stood there and
reveal
it
just
back.
Repeat it back, yeah.
That night and the next day. And I will remember that for the
That's
rest
crazy.
Of my life.
That's What
Dude,
are those
I
savant
can't remember
people?
What
is
I
that,
had for breakfast
you know,
this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what do they call that? A savant thing?
A
where
savant?
You can, yeah, where you can just sit down and play the piano or,
oh, man,
you know,
right.
you drop the box of toothpicks on the ground and you can count them, you know,
yeah,
like
a Rain
like
Man
a
kind of thing.
Yes. That's what that is.
Man, it could be. I don't know.
I don't
That's
know.
A mad skill.
That's really cool, though.
I'll bet that waiter has never gotten a bigger tip in his life than he mm-hmm. did that. First of all, 24 people.
That's a big fat tip.
And
I wonder if
then,
he's tortured by that. Who's that actress who can remember like 10 years ago on October 28th of, you know, whatever, 1998, what she was wearing, what the weather is?
Mariel
Mary Lou. Yeah. Something with an M. What is her name?
Hold on a second.
But she can remember, you know, decades ago, specific date, what the weather was, what kind of pants she had on. Mary Lou. It's going to drive me nuts. I can't remember her name.
Hold on. I'm going to.
We're all frantically Googling.
Because I remember what episode she was in of a certain show.
Ah, I don't remember. Isn't that funny? We can't remember her name. It's got it. Mary. Somebody's going to write in.
Marriott Hartley.
There you go.
Marriott Hartley. That's the one.
Yeah. Read about her. She's got a crazy memory.